Hello, and welcome to the interview of the Modern Minutemen. Today we have special guest Charles Price, also known as Prince Estabrook in the reenactment. So every year on April 19th, Charles Price of Lexington, Massachusetts, is one of 77 modern-day Lexington Minutemen who gather to reenact the events that took place at the Battle of Lexington in 1775. The first shot of the Revolutionary War was fired in this influential battle. Modern Lexington Minutemen take the same oath as the original ones. Each plays a real person from history. Price plays Prince Estabrook, the only African-American who fought in the battle. We asked him about different aspects of the reenactment. How did you find information about Prince Estabrook?
It was quite difficult. For the most part, records weren't kept for slaves. There are some old documents, but some of them are in very poor condition.
How did it happen that Prince Estabrook was a militiaman?
I can only think of two reasons. One, it very well may be that his master sent him out on his place. The other reason is that maybe he felt if he fought, he'd get his freedom.
Good. The reenactment is so realistic. How do you make sure no one gets hurt?
We stress safety. 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 We have many practices beforehand.
Wonderful. Are there kids in the reenactment?
We have kids come out and take care of the wounded soldiers. My daughter did it for about 10 years.
What else should students know about the Lexington Minutemen?
These people risked everything to be out there. If they lost or were captured, they could have been hanged as traitors. I don't think people today realize how much of a chance they were taking. Every one of these people was a hero.
Freemen, slaves, and soldiers.
People of African descent made contributions to the Revolutionary War for different reasons. A freeman could often make better wages as a soldier than he could as a farmer or an apprentice. It was also common for slaves to serve in place of their owners who chose not to fight. But the British and Patriot armies badly needed soldiers. Authorities on both sides sometimes tried to persuade slaves to enlist the offering for freedom of the bandage at the war's end. However, slaves knew that this tentative offer could be reserved if the side for which they fought lost.
Thank you!
Bye!